From countries as far apart as America, China, Russia, and the United Kingdom, there is a disturbing increase in the number of annual abortions. Recent reports have indicated that more than 13 million abortions are performed each year in China. And when unreported and medication-induced abortions are counted, the actual number is substantially higher. Figures also reveal that there are 24 abortions for every 1,000 women between the ages of 15 and 44. While in Russia, the figure is even more harrowing, over 53 abortions per 1,000 women each year. That amounts to 2 million abortions per year. Tragic figures are also recorded for the United States, with some sources suggesting that there are 1.2 million abortions performed each year. The picture is no less encouraging in the UK. For months and years now, there has been a concerted campaign to extend the 1967 Abortion Act to the historically conservative and evangelical Northern Ireland. And while this has been unsuccessful to date, the crusade to permit abortion shows no sign of diminishing. There is no question but that the issue of abortion is an emotive subject. Mention abortion, and many will cry that abortion is all about women's rights. One commentator is reported as saying, abortion must be legalized to protect women. Others view it as an issue of choice. A woman must have the right to do what she likes with her own body. Very often the unusual case of pregnancy by rape or incest is held forth as an argument as to why abortion must be legalized. One thing is clear in all of this. The pro-abortion lobby are incessant and forceful in their demands. The result of their persistent campaign is hard to ignore. Millions of unborn children put to death. To put the full scale of this into perspective, one in every five children conceived in the Western world is deliberately put to death in the womb. To many, these figures mean nothing. But that ought not to be the case. The pro-abortion lobby would like us to be silent, but that cannot be. In the words of Proverbs 31 verse 8, we must open our mouths for the dumb. The whole basis of the Christian's opposition to abortion must be the Word of God. And the first great truth to remember is that the Scriptures consistently refer to the unborn child as a human being. This is the great deception of the abortionist. He will use terms such as fetus, cells, potential life, or some other hazy term. He will not speak of the unborn as a child, yet Scripture does. Every child in the womb is fearfully and wonderfully made. David spoke of life before birth in these terms, Psalm 119, verses 13 through to 16. For thou hast possessed my reins, thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hid from thee, when I was made in secret, and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect, and in thy book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them. There is a continuity in life, from conception to death. So when David refers to his origins in the womb, naturally he uses the first person personal pronoun. Again, in Scripture, the unborn are said to move, even leap, to be set apart for God's service, and in remarkable circumstances to be filled with the Holy Spirit and blessed. Interestingly, the same Greek word is used to describe the unborn John the Baptist, the newborn infant Jesus, and the young children who were later brought to Christ. The unborn are not referred to in any other way other than as human beings. To kill the unborn is to kill a human being. Also, we must remember that no amount of words can disguise the horror of the sin of abortion. This is not merely a termination, it's an execution. Children are being deliberately put to death in the womb. No wonder the abortion industry has been described as the silent Holocaust. Furthermore, the quick and easy solution argument is grossly flawed and indefensible. Abortion destroys lives, not only the life of the murdered child, but the life of the mother. There are numerous documented cases of young mothers being overcome with a sense of guilt and grief sheer sorrow and endless regret. In some cases, the physical injury that follows matches that of the mental turmoil, and all that is left is a life of shame and pain. The population of the world needs to remember the word of the sixth commandment, "Thou shalt not kill." Being anti-abortion is not the heartless, friendless, callous approach some suggest it is. When a person cannot undo the past, cannot cope with the present, cannot face the future, the answer is not to forsake God's word. The answer is to seek God's Christ, for he is full of grace and truth, and Christ is the perfect Savior in every circumstance.